The apostle said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." The Lord replied, "If you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you would say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you. Who among you would say to your servant, who has just come in from plowing or tending sheep in the field, 'Come here immediately and take your place at table'? Would he not rather say to him, 'Prepare something for me to eat, put on your apron, and wait on me while I eat and drink? You may eat and drink when I am finished.' Is he grateful to that servant because he did what was commanded? So should it be with you. When you have done all you have been commanded, say, 'We are unprofitable servants. We have done what we were obliged to do.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
St. Teresa of Avila was one day riding a horse. She was kicked off by it, and as she was laying on the ground, she saw our Lord, Jesus, appear to her. And she asked, "Jesus, why'd you allow this to happen?" And Jesus said, "Oh, Teresa, this is how I treat my friends." To which Teresa responded, "Then it's no wonder you have so few." When you're that close with Jesus, you can have that kind of conversation. I couldn't find the source of that story, but if it's not true, it should be. This is the love of God. This is Jesus, and his love is so good, but it's also confusing sometimes. Another saint who opens up the mystery of the Lord's love for us is Saint Faustina. Today, October 5th, we always celebrate the feast of Saint Faustina. She is a woman who grew up in Poland in the early 20th century. From a young age, she loved the Lord dearly, and she had a hint she was called to be a nun, to religious life. She was hesitant to answer until one day, when she was 18, she went to a dance. And at the dance, Jesus appeared to her and asked, "How long will you keep putting me off?" So she became a sister, and Jesus kept appearing to her. Saint Faustina had visions of Jesus again and again, in which Jesus said, "I want you to reveal to the world my mercy." She became the secretary of divine mercy, in which Jesus told her, "My mercy is the greatest attribute I want the world to know about my heart." The Lord's mercy is his love where it's least expected. His mercy is his love for us in our wounds, where we hurt the most. His mercy is his love for us in our sins, when we deserve it the least. That right there is what Jesus wanted Faustina to proclaim to the world. We now celebrate Divine Mercy the Sunday after Easter Sunday every year. We'll focus on Divine Mercy a little more that Sunday. But today I want to look at what Jesus told Faustina that he longs for us to respond to his Divine Mercy. And that single response he longed for was faith. If the Lord's mercy is so real, he just asks us to trust in it, to have faith that it's that real. Jesus told St. Faustina, "The graces for my mercy are drawn by one vessel, and that vessel is trust. The more trustful a soul is, the more it will receive. Souls that have boundless trust are a great comfort to me, for in such souls I pour all the treasures of my graces." This trust, this faith, pleases God. It's not making up what we want. It's receiving what Jesus has told us and telling him, "Okay, you've said this, I trust you." And if Jesus has said, "I am merciful, I am good," he wants us to trust that and have faith in it. Benedict XVI gives my favorite definition for faith. Benedict XVI, the Pope, the genius nicknamed God's Rottweiler, has the boldness to say, "This is faith. Being loved by God and letting oneself be loved by God in Jesus Christ." Faith is to let oneself be loved by God as he has said so. And we do that in faith when we come before him in prayer, when we come to the sacraments, at Holy Mass, confession, all of them, when we read the scriptures and learn about the Lord, absolutely. That is faith and letting him love us in a special way. But it's not just then. It's also faith in every moment. Faith in God's will. St. Faustina says, God's will is love and mercy itself. That sounds simple, but that actually opens up to us the mystery of God's will. If it's happening in our lives, that means it's God's will for us. Either he directly chooses it to happen to us, or he at least allows it to happen. If something is happening in our lives, that's how God is choosing to love us. God's love is not just received in the chapel. It's not just received in special moments. It's constant. The thing is, it's also uncomfortable. Just like St. Teresa of Avila, this is how you love your friends? So us, there are many moments in life we can go before the Lord and thank him, just God, if every moment is your will, if every moment is you choosing to love me and others in a particular way, there are moments of great blessing. Lord, thank you for the sunshine. Thank you for this, my family. Thank you for every blessing. We also have to realize there are moments when it's just, this is how you're choosing to love me, Lord? That is faith. That is letting God love you. And it's not easy. Those challenging moments when it's difficult to actually accept, to actually receive the love of God in that uncomfortable way, it is a challenging act of faith. That is not simple. It's not something to make our life easier. It's Jesus on the cross saying, "Into your hands, Father, I commend my spirit." But it's real, and it's beautiful. St. Faustina says, "I would go before this tabernacle and say to the Lord, even if you should kill me, I shall still trust in you. When my soul is in anguish, Jesus is good and full of mercy. And even if the ground were to give way under my feet, I would not cease to trust in him." That is the kind of faith Jesus asks of us. When it's most difficult, when it doesn't make any sense at all, we can still go before the Lord and say, "Jesus, I trust in you." That's why Jesus gave St. Faustina the simplest prayer ever to repeat. "Jesus, I trust in you." It's not complicated. It's simple. But it takes a lot for our hearts to say it in the hardest moments. Lastly, in our gospel, the apostles say, "Lord, increase our faith." And Jesus doesn't give them instructions how to level up. He kind of says, you already have it. If you have faith, even the size of a mustard seed, even a little faith, use it. If you want more faith, if we ask God for it, he gives it every time. But I think more often, we just need to use what little faith we have. And that looks like choosing to say, "Jesus, I trusted you." If we still have feelings of anxiety, okay. We have to say, "Jesus, I trust in you," 50 times an hour. That is a beautiful act of faith. But that simple prayer of the heart to constantly turn to the Lord and say, "Jesus, I trust in you now." That is embracing God's will. That is letting the Lord love you how he chooses. And it's uncomfortable, and it's beautiful. And when we do that, we embrace God's will. And what else would we do? Besides God's will, besides letting him love us as he wants to, what else could we do? Just like the servants, of course we did the work you asked. What else? Of course we do God's will. What else is there? Of course we let him love us how he chooses to. There is no other love. There is no other joy. There is no other peace besides that. In every moment, we simply turn to Jesus and say, Jesus, I trust in you. What else would we do?